Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Money Talk is a podcast where we talk about money. This podcast is a place for me to be able to share what I learn and enjoy about personal finance. Here, you'll learn something about everything from budgeting to retiring. Let's get into today's episode. Thank you for tuning into Money Talk. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what this podcast is and get to meet the host, me, Skylar Fleming. Who is Skylar Fleming? I'm your typical run-of-the-mill American. I grew up in a household that wasn't rich, but wasn't poor. I had a pretty typical upbringing. I'm currently in college and will receive my Bachelor's of Science in Communications in December. My emphasis area is in public relations and advertising. I know it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for someone hosting a personal finance podcast, but there's a backstory to that, which we will get to. But I have one wife. I'm 23 and she is 24. We are very happily married. My wife works in the medical field and is seeking to become a PA, or physician's assistant. My wife will join me on some episodes in the future when we talk about how we handle money together. Being unified when it comes to money in your marriage is absolutely crucial to a strong marriage. So now, let's talk about why I am hosting a personal finance podcast. Why do I like personal finance? So my major is public relations and advertising, so why am I hosting a personal finance podcast? This is a great question, so let's dive deeper into this. So when I started college a few years ago, I got a job in a call center for a credit union. This is what really threw me into the personal finance realm. I was an agent who helped people with the simple stuff, and eventually became a supervisor in the call center and helped people solve the tricky situations and issues. I learned a lot about how people handle their money and the financial issues they face. The experience that I had while working at the credit union helped me develop a strong desire to make sure I never found myself in some of the hardships that others would find themselves in financially. There were many cases where I just didn't understand why people did what they did with their money, but throughout the years I have learned that there is a lot more to money than just math. So in this new job, working in the finance industry, that led me to develop a desire to budget and keep track of my expenses. The first situation where I really learned how impactful keeping track of your expenses is when I started to track how much I was spending on fast food. When I started tracking that, I was able to save hundreds of dollars a month just by cutting back on eating out. I was single at the time, and I wasn't making a ton of money, so that extra money was really nice for me to have to myself. This helped me continue down the path of learning about personal finance and trying to figure out the best way to do things, which led to this podcast and led to my desire to continue researching things more and more to develop my understanding of personal finance. So now let's talk about what this podcast is. Where did it come from? What is Money Talk and where did this podcast come from? Well, Money Talk is this podcast. I decided to start this podcast to give myself a place to talk about the research that I do surrounding money and finance. My wife just isn't as into personal finances as I am, so instead of going on and on about all the cool stuff I learn, I decided to create a podcast to share what I learn. I'm sure a lot of us can relate to this. There's generally one person in a marriage that likes dealing with the finances more than the other. While this is okay, we need to be unified when it comes to how we handle finances in marriage. So, me and my wife still talk about, and she has to listen to some of the things that I talk about, like a Roth IRA and HSAs and such. But, where did Money Talk come from? Well, I took the Dave Ramsey Financial Coach Master Training in October 2020. I finished it quickly with hopes to start a financial coaching business. After many months of daily social media posting, advertising, and trying really hard to tell everybody what I did, nothing turned out for me. I decided to take a break from it. One of the things that I built while doing financial coaching was a Facebook group called Money Talk. The idea behind it and the idea behind this podcast is that we need to talk about money more often as a society. Money is too often overlooked, and the lack of discussion and education leaves many people in terrible financial situations. So goes by a few months, and here we are. I've been itching to create a podcast like everyone else is nowadays, but I couldn't figure out a good topic, so I just let the idea go by. Then I realized I had this money talk theory that we needed to speak about personal finance more. I realized I researched personal finance a little too much and needed someone to tell it to because my wife didn't want to hear about it all the time. So that led to the birth of this podcast. So what do I hope this podcast becomes? Let's talk about that. What do I hope this podcast is? Well, I want it to be a place where I can talk about the things I learn about money and personal finance and have an audience who wants to listen and interact. I hope this podcast turns into a place where I have all the financial knowledge I have learned stored like a journal so that I can go back and review my research for my future self. I would also like this podcast to be a place where we can learn together. Through your feedback, I can develop a library of podcast episodes that helps the everyday man and woman understand personal finance a little bit better. So, when will Money Talk be published? How will it be published? Let's talk a little bit more about the details of this podcast. When and how will Money Talk be published? So, my goal with Money Talk is to try to publish an episode once per week. I know that this is going to be very difficult at first to get a podcast up and running, but I know I can do it. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to money, and it all needs to be talked about. You can find Money Talk wherever you find your podcast. Just make sure to subscribe so that you get notified and get the newest episodes as fast as possible. One cool feature that the publishing platform Anchor will allow us to use is voice messages. If you're listening in the Anchor app, you can click the voice message button, or you can find the link to send a voice message wherever you listen to your podcast. Just look in the show notes and you can send a voice message. So that is the introduction and story behind Money Talk, my newest podcast where I will be sharing all that I learn in the realm of personal finance. I hope in the future I can have my wife on as a guest, and who knows who else I will have on as a guest. We will be excited to see where this podcast goes, and I'm excited to share my knowledge for anyone who will listen. Thanks for listening, and please consider subscribing.